This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Matholkar.
And as is our Thursday custom, Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center, is here.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hello.
You've got the original Flecktones in the building tonight.
Yes, we do. And I will be there. And hopefully many of you will be there also. This is a 7 o'clock show tonight. Bela Fleck and the original lineup. I'm happy to say it's almost sold out. But almost means there are still tickets. So if you missed getting these, please come out and see this. This is going to be a pretty special evening. Lots of different musical styles with Bela Fleck. I'm not terribly familiar, honestly. I know lots of people really know mm-hmm. and love this music, but I can't wait to hear it. I think it's going to be really fun. That's this evening, 7 p.m. Also going on tonight, I think it's preview night for Theater Squared.
It is.
And their new show, The Fall of the House. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, Friday, is their official opening night. This is going to run through May 6th. It is a new play written by Bob Ford, who is the artistic director of T2 and, you know, sort of a local celebrity playwright. It's a mystery. It's got some literary ties in there. I think it's going to be a very rich, deep, engrossing kind of show. That is running for, I believe it's 4 weeks, from Friday through the 6th of May.
Yeah,
so
that's
lots
about right.
of chances to see that. And then Saturday, we will have the final concert of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas season. This is their Masterworks 3 concert. It's a 7:30 p.m. performance. There's a 6:45 creative conversation mm-hmm. with...
I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Kyle will be there talking to Paul Haas. And this is the culminating concert of their first full season as Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. Sounds like, from what I know, it's going to be a very epic, romantic, sweeping night of music.
Lush is the word that I've heard used for
a
this
very
music.
Good
Mendelssohn,
word.
Yes.
Yeah, and for Beethoven's Ninth, which yes. is just, you know, obviously that big symphony that everyone knows with all those voices.
Right.
Lots of different choirs are involved with this particular show as well. So it's going to be a big night for Sona, and it's so exciting for them, obviously, to finish up their first season and have had such great crowds and such great music, and it's going to be neat to see what Paul has up his sleeve for
yes.
this one. So that's Saturday. And then next week, I don't keep official tally of these things, but I would venture to guess that next week might be one of the busiest weeks we have among the staff at Walton Arts Center next week.
Well, good, because it's one of the busiest weeks everybody seems to have.
Yeah.
This third week in April.
Yeah, it's kind of insane, actually. Mm-hmm. We have Mary Poppins here
mm-hmm.
at last. She will be flying in on the 17th of April, and that will run for a full week through Sunday the 22nd. The thing about this is it's been selling so well that I think there might be a perception that it's sold out. It's not. There are still a few hundred tickets remaining. They're in the balcony, most of them. But they, as anyone who has been to Walton Arts Center knows, balcony seats are great seats.
Yeah, they are.
And I would actually say, having seen Mary Poppins, seeing it from the balcony would be really almost ideal, because it's a very big show. There's a lot of production value to it. There are people flying everywhere, big, bright costumes, huge, wonderful dance patterns. So if you're thinking, there's no good seats left, I hope you'll give it a shot. Come and see it in the balcony, because it's really a big, bright, and fun show. The fun thing about Mary Poppins, among all the fun things, is that it has a Arkansas native in it. Case Dillard, who plays Bert, mm-hmm. is in it, and I think obviously he'll be very excited to be back in Arkansas. So that's all going on, and that's a pretty big deal. And then we'll also be opening the amp next week, the new amp at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Right.
So on the 19th, we will have Cake out there, and on the 21st, we will have Big Gigantic. So two very different shows.
Just point out to those who might not realize what you just said, Cake is a band.
Yes.
You're not going to just have...
No, we will not be handing out...
You thought there might be a bake-off?
No, this is a band. There will be no cake.
Yes.
No, we will not be handing out lots of cake.
Yes.
Although, I suppose we could. That would be kind of funny.
Yes, that would be
But no, Cake is a band that was very popular during the 90s, and they mm-hmm. continue to produce. And it's going to be exciting. The amp, as you all know, was located at the mall for 7 years, at the mall in Fayetteville. And this season, we've moved out to the Washington County Fairgrounds. So it's a very different experience than if you've come to the amp in the past. It's a big field. It's going to be much cooler, hopefully, than normally sitting on the asphalt. And it's going to be it's going to feel more festival-like, I think, mm-hmm. if we're out there at the fairgrounds. So So that's next week. And then the following week, also very busy, but for different reasons. The following week we were just discussing is the actual official 20th year anniversary of Walton Arts Center.
From the opening day.
From the opening day, April 24th. And so we'll be having some fun, some little, you know, community celebrations related to that. And I actually think it's entirely appropriate what we're going to talk about next that is happening during that week.
Okay.
Because
okay.
That week, that when Walton Arts Center opened, one of the visions for it was a place to serve students. Mm-hmm. The founders of Walton Arts Center had a real desire to see yellow buses pulling up and dumping kids out there and getting them to experience the arts. And so what's going to happen on the 24th, 25th, and 26th is we will have a play by a group called Visible Fictions, and they will be doing a children's theater version of Zorro, The Legend of Zorro. And this is a group that we've seen at the Arts Center before. Mm-hmm. They did Jason and the Argonauts a couple years back. They're a really solid and wonderful kids' theater. And they will be here doing probably 5 or 6 shows just for the schools. And so
great.
We'll have buses full of kids coming through on our 20th anniversary week.
So 5 or 6 shows times 11 or 1,200 young people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So do the math. We're looking at, you know, 3 or 4 or 5,000 kids coming through that just that week alone. And that's pretty special.
And if you're going to waltonartscenter.org to look for tickets for Zorro.
There aren't any for the public, unfortunately.
Okay.
Hopefully, if you have a little one and they're in the schools, maybe they're coming to see it. But no, there are times in our programming where we will just bring a show in for the schools because the schools want the shows and we need to bring them in. And we try to, when we do these kids performances, we try to have the shows on weekends so that, you know, it's easier for parents. If we do it for public, mm-hmm. it's easier for parents to come out. And when we booked this one, it was the middle of the week. So that doesn't really
okay.
work, but it's really great. It's a really nice sort of circle that, you know, coming back that week, what's going to be going on is kids programming, because that's one of the main reasons we exist. You know, for all the time we spend talking about selling tickets, all of those tickets and all of the donations and the support we get from everybody goes directly into making sure kids have arts in their schools. So that's just the 25th, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And then, speaking of legendary things, we'll have Glenn Campbell there for 2 nights on the
27th. Two shows now, right.
Yep, on the 27th and the 28th. Also on the 28th, out at the Amp, will be Hank Williams Jr. And that will wrap up April. And then we will be into May. And I just wanted to get everybody planning to hang out with us on the first week of May for the kickoff of Artisphere.
I was going to say, that's knocking on the door.
Yeah, the Arts and Nature Festival. The opening night of that is going to be such fun. It's going to be Thursday the 3rd. So first Thursday will happen up at the square, and then we will have all kinds of things going on down at Walton Arts Center. We'll be opening a new gallery exhibition called Structuring Nature, and that explores how artists interpret nature and structure together in our gallery space, which will be great. That will open, and we'll have curator remarks by our curator for that. We're going to have live music on the plaza. We will have Three Penny Acre, and we will also have a Canadian fiddler named April Virch. She's fantastic, and it'll be a real treat to hear her for people. And then the big event that night is the conversation with Michael Pollan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 7:30 conversation. And Michael Pollan, for those who don't recognize his name, hopefully you recognize the books he's written. He's written The Omnivore's Dilemma, In Defense of Food, Food Rules.
Right.
And a couple of others. And he's a journalist,
mm-hmm.
and he is exploring food and how diets work, and how I think it's safe to say he's definitely a farmer's market fan. You know, mm-hmm. he likes the idea of fresh food and, you know, people eating things that come from nearby. So
tickets for that have gone on sale.
They have, yes. And this is one of the few Artisphere events that actually do have tickets
okay.
assigned to it.
Now, based on just people I've talked to,
mm-hmm.
if it isn't sold out, you better hurry, because
yeah.
I know a lot of people are planning on buying tickets.
Yeah, this is kind of a perfect – this is really exciting to have him here. We've been hoping to get him for a couple of years. And, of course, I should mention that Kyle's going to be – you're going to be our interviewer
yes.
for him, which is really,
I'm looking
really
very
great.
Forward to it.
Really great. But, yeah, I would get your tickets quickly for this. There are plenty left as of right now, but I anticipate they'll go pretty fast
okay.
as we get closer. Still, you know, 3 or 4 weeks off. People
right.
aren't quite feeling the urgency yet, but hopefully they will soon.
Yes.
Anyway, it's a very, very busy couple of weeks. Tomorrow, actually, we will have another AMP show going on sale. Daughtry, who is an American Idol performer.
Is he the bald guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he looks very much like Vin Diesel.
I know who you're talking
about.
Yes.
What kind of music? I got to admit, I don't know anything about him, really.
No idea.
Okay.
I've just heard my
people
friends
who know
mention
him. Okay.
him, and they're pretty excited.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe we'll talk more about him as we get a little closer to his show, which will actually be later in the summer.
Maybe
but his on sale is tomorrow.
I guess.
Country pop? That seems like what everyone on that wins American Idol. Did he win American Idol?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But he became famous because he was. Yes.
I think he might have been a finalist.
Okay.
Says the girl who has watched one episode of American Idol in her whole life. But anyway, really fun stuff going on. Lots of busy things. A great weekend to come out and support local productions with Theater Squared and Sona coming up this current weekend, and then Mary Poppins next week. WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600 for tickets. Or you can drive down and park in the parking lot until 2 p.m., which is free, and then come across and see us at the box office.
You can park after 2.
You can park
after
2.
It's just not free then.
But it's not free then.
Right.
But, yeah, come see us at the box office. And also, we're going to be shutting down the exhibition by Jeannie Hewlin from the art department at the university. She has an exhibition up in our gallery. So if you wanted to come catch that before it goes away, that would be great, too.
All right.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, guys.
Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.